Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
I was really looking forward to the movie Hoppers. Cute anthropomorphic animal characters, a storyline about the environment, and Pixar animation. What's not to like? Plenty. Hoppers proceeds at a frenetic, histrionic pace, with the voice characterizations often delivered shrilly and loudly, as if they were shouting across the movie theater to the seats in the back row. The storyline pertains to the mayor of Beaverton, Jerry Generoso, voiced by John Hamm. His re-election platform is built on the completion of a highway bypass through a glade, a pond, and wetlands in an open space in a forest. Meanwhile, Mabel Tanaka, voiced by Piper Curta, is a 19-year-old animal-loving college student who stumbles upon a lab experiment by her professor, Dr. Samantha Fairfax, voiced by Kathy Najami. Dr. Sam, as she's called, has developed a hoppers program whereby human consciousness can hop into a robotic animal. Mabel hops on board and becomes a robotic beaver. She returns to the glade where she had spent many hours with her grandmother communing with nature. There, Mabel meets King George, voiced by Bobby Monahan, who is the leader of the glade's animals, who are subject to pond rules, and who were displaced by sound waves projected from large speakers in fake trees placed there by the mayor. The sound waves are only audible to the animals. Think microwave towers that resemble trees. There's more to the plot, which borders on eco-terrorism. The movie literally jumps the shark with the appearance of Diane, voiced by Vanessa Bayer, a shark, a real fish out of water, hoisted by a flock of seagulls that chases a car that the mayor is driving. Hoppers is directed by Daniel Chong. He's a Primetime Emmy Awards nominee for We Bear Bears. That's B-A-R-E-B-E-A-R-S. It's his feature film directorial debut. The Hoppers screenplay is by Jesse Andrews, who wrote the screenplay for Luca and Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. It's from a story by Andrews and Chong. The animation in Hoppers is very detailed and high quality. Piper Curta is engaging as the voice of Mabel. Bobby Monahan is memorable as the voice of King George. John Hamm chews up the scenery as the mayor. The film's score is by Mark Mothersbaugh, formerly of the rock band Devo. Hoppers is aimed at children and family moviegoers. The movie may be too violent and disturbing for children. I would not advise you to see Hoppers beforehand to determine whether it's suitable for children in your family. I would say skip Hoppers and wait for Toy Story 5 to be released in June. That's the next Pixar film. Hoppers is MPAA rated PG for action, peril, some scary images, and mild language. Opening March 27, They Will Kill You, MPA rated R. Kirill Sokolov directs Zazie Beetz, Tom Felton, Patricia Arquette, and Heather Graham in the action comedy horror film. A woman takes a job as a housekeeper in a mysterious New York City high-rise. The AI Doc, or How I Became an Apocaloptimist. Daniel Rohrer and Charlie Terrell direct Sam Altman, Daniela Amodi, and Daria Amodi in the documentary. A father-to-be tries to determine what AI is all about. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.